Okay, so we're going to learn some Rambam Hilchos Tshuva. I thought it was appropriate this time of year. I remember when I was in the Mir Yeshiva, we had a Musa Seder every evening at between 7 and 7.30, I think. And they had a shelf of Musa Sfarim, you know, in the Beis Medrash, a big shelf of Musa Sfarim. And they had all different kinds of Musa Sfarim. If you would go any time of the year and try and find a sefer of Shari Tshuva of Rabbeinu Yonah, then there would be, you know, loads. But then all of a sudden it comes to Elul, you know, no Shari Tshuva on the shelves. Because this is the time of the year which is, you know, more pertinent to studying and to be working on Tshuva. Although really we are taught that that Tshuva is not something which is just a, you know, annual, you know, one time a year endeavor. Not a seasonal thing. Absolutely not a seasonal thing. Tshuva is something that one should be working on every day of their life. Sorry?
That's what I was going to say. Every day.
Yeah, every day of one's life we should be working on Teshuvah. And there are, in Shari Tshuva, it brings down a few reasons for why it's important to be Isaac, to be involved in Tshuva as soon as possible. Right, and as, you know, as often as possible, because, you know, one of the main reasons is because, you know, let's say we make a mistake, and then I'll put off the Tshuva till tomorrow, as we spoke about last night between Mincha Ma'ariv. Tomorrow is the busiest day of the week. You know, everything is put off till tomorrow, so we'll put it off till Rosh Hashanah, put it off till, you know. But then what happens by the time Rosh Hashanah comes around? What did you do? You know, what did you do? We forget, you know, we've forgotten what we did and all the mistakes that we made, you know, unless you're writing down a list. So, you know, what happens to those mistakes, those averas that we forgot about and never did teshuva on? You know, they're not just going to be forgotten about, you know, just because we've forgotten them. Ein shechacha lifnei hamakim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't forget. Yeah, so, and then it's going to be much more difficult to do teshuva, the teshuva that we have to do on something that we don't know. We're not aware of a specific chet, we're not aware of a specific mistake, that we have to do a teshuva which runs much deeper and goes to the shoresh, to the root of, you know, of sin, of chet, which is a much more complex, complete teshuva. That's why it's very important to be involved in teshuva all the time, and you know, like the Gemara says about tzaddikim, that if you see a tzaddik who is over an avera belaila, he commits a sin at the night time, al dahara acharav babaika, or lamachar, do not suspect him the next day. Why? Bevadai osa tshuva. For certain, he did teshuva. A tzaddik, the way of a tzaddik is that if they do an avera, they're not hanging out in that sin, in that quagmire of that, you know, the dirt of sin of chet. Bevadai osa teshuva. For sure, for certain, he's done teshuva by that. So we should all use that and do teshuva as soon as we can. I'm speaking for myself as well, in all of our sins. All of that time. So let's just see a little bit of the Rambam. This for me is one of the central parts of the Rambam, just to sort of inspire us to this concept of teshuva. This is really a whole world view that the Rambam is introducing us to over here, in terms of how we look at ourselves and look at the world in terms of our, you know, our level, our status. So the third perek in Rambam Hilchos Tshuva. Kol echad ve'echad min bnei Adam yesh lo zchuyos ve'avonos. Every single person in the world has zchuyos, and they have avonos. They have merits, and they have, you know, the opposite of merits. The Torah tells us ein tzadik ba'olam asher yaseh tov ve'lo yechta. There's no one in the world who does only good and doesn't sin. Yeah, we're made of, you know, we are a soul, but we're together with this body, and the body convinces us to sin. So there's no one who doesn't have a little bit of sin. But that little bit of sin, okay, that's not necessary. That's the reality of who we are, made up of body and soul. But what makes a difference is tzaddik. A person who is chus, he has the merits which are greater than his avoinos, he is a tzaddik. Umi she'avoinosav yaseiroisav z'chuyosav rasha. But a person who his avoinos, his bad things, are greater, are more plentiful than his chuyos, he's a rasha. Mechta lemechta, a person who is 50-50 equal, beinoni, he's an average person. This is in direct contradiction to the Sefer Balatanya. The Balatanya is his definition of what a tzaddik is and what a beinoni is.
We're all rushing.
You'd be very lucky, if you were called a beinoni in the Balatanya's eyes, according to the Rambam's definition of a tzaddik. Yeah,
or a beinoni.
A tzaddik, according to the Rambam, is a person who is his zchuyosav are greater than his avonos. According to the Balatanya, that's not a beinoni. Yeah, a beinoni is a person whose actions are complete. Yeah, who really is full of zchuyos. Just the level of the zchuyos, the level of the mitzvahs are a little bit of a lower level. But so this is the
someone who does everything, but maybe not. He does everything he's supposed to do, but not necessarily in the highest
form. In the highest form.
But it's also, I think, that a true tzaddik doesn't really have the ratzon to sin.
Right. That as well. Yeah.
Like they say, somebody that shows up every day for work. You know, we would consider that. You know, that's
a great worker.
Great worker. That's what he's supposed to do. Mm-hmm. Beinoni does what he's supposed to do, but
right.
Not okay.
Right. All right. Very good. Good
according
muscle.
To that.
Good muscle. V'chein ha-medina, also on a country, yeah, on a state. Im hayu z'choyos kol yeshveo merub melal avonoseihem harizu tzedekes. Also on a nation, yeah, on civilization, society. If the z'choyos of the people who live there, who are dwelling in that place, their z'choyos are greater than their avonos, then the nation is has a level of tzedekes, a level of righteousness. Yeah, and on the opposite. And similarly, the whole world, the entire world, is in this balance. A person who his avonos are greater than his zechuyos, miyad hu meis berishay. Immediately he dies in his sin. Shenema al roiv avonecho. Avonecho. As the pasuk says, you die, al roiv avonecho, on the plentiness of your sin, yeah. I'm not sure exactly what this is referring to. If this is talking about sort of dropping dead when it comes down to Rosh Hashanah, seemingly this is the sort of metaphorical life and death. You know, Harry. This is the quandary, the great paradox of life and death. But this is death. This equates to death. V'chein Medina, also a Medina. Miyad hi oivedes. Immediately that Medina is lost. Shenema zakas Sodom v'Amora ki rabo. Yeah, the Sodom and Amora were crying out because the sins were very great and that was destroyed. Yeah, that was so here it does sound like we're talking about quite very literally. V'chein kol ha'olam kuloi im hayu avonoseihem merubim b'zechuyoseihem miyad heim nishchasim. Yeah, and also on the whole world, if the avonos would be greater than the zechuyos, the whole world will be destroyed. Shenemar vayar Hashem ki rabba rasa adam. Yeah, before the mabul, before the great deluge, Hashem saw that the ra of man was very great, and this was the whole world. The whole world was acting in a very bad way, and he saw that and destroyed the world. This is a very, very important factor that the Rambam is throwing in over here. That the way that the zechuyos and avonos are enumerated and are counted and are weighed is not one against one. Yeah, we're not talking about, you know, that you did one mitzvah. How many mitzvahs did you do in the day? Okay, I did 16 mitzvahs and, you know, 14 avonis. Then we're not talking about a count.
So this is not a mathematical thing.
This is not a mathematical thing.
Qualitative.
This is qualitative. Lefi goydlam, according to their greatness. Yeah. So what does this mean, according to their greatness? So on Rosh Hashanah, part of the tefillah that we say. In the Musaf, we say Maisa Ish, yeah, a person's actions. Yeah, a person's actions sounds like a very simple thing. What are your actions? Are they good or are they bad? Right. But after that, it says Ufukudasoi. In the very same line, it says Maisa Ish Ufukudasoi. Ufukudasoi means your tafkid. What does your tafkid mean? It means your purpose. Meaning, why are you here? Yeah, so your actions for your purpose are going to be judged very differently for another person's actions and their purpose. Yeah, we all have different challenges. We have different areas of challenge. We have different greatness of challenge. Yeah, v'tachbulosav, meaning your situation, your scenario, depending on the scenario, depending on your challenge, depending on your the yetzahara that you were given. All of us are created differently. Everyone has different challenges in our lives. Everyone has different propensity to different areas of sin, and also to different areas of mitzvahs. Yeah? So one person who's brought up, you know, from keeping Shabbos, putting on tefillin, davening three times a day, yeah, if he goes to mincha, you know, Tuesday afternoon, that's the level of that mitzvah is not going to be that much of a challenge. If he misses mincha that afternoon, that's going to be huge. Yeah, for that person, for according to who he is, he should be a mincha. Yeah, another person who isn't brought up with this, who wasn't brought up in that, you know, in that environment, for him to daven mincha, that's a massive thing. If he misses mincha, that's his, you know, that's sort of normal. This is known as in the Musa world as the Nekudas HaBechira, the point of Bechira. This is a famous idea, concept, which is brought out in its fullest by Rav Dessler. So Rav Dessler speaks it out, and he says that everyone is on a different level of Bechira. And according to your level of Bechira, that is your, where you have the challenge, the exact area where you have the challenge, that's where your Bechira plays out. That's where you're going to be accountable for the mistakes you make, and rewardable for the mitzvahs you do. Anything which is below your level of bechira, yeah, that is, if it's a good thing, then the reward of it, it's a mitzvah. Yeah, you get a plus one, but the level of it is going to be lower. And if it's an aveira, yeah, and you did it, yeah, then that's going to be extremely great. When was the last time?
This means that one person's mitzvah and someone else's same mitzvah are different levels.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. When was the last time you walked past a jewelry store, yeah, and had a extreme burning desire to pick up a brick and throw it through the window?
Yesterday.
Yeah, or walk past a lady and just like had to hold yourself back from grabbing snatching a handbag. Yeah, these aren't the areas of our challenge. Yeah. So do you get a mitzvah right, when you walk past that right, jewelry store and you don't throw the brick? No, it's not seen as anything. A person who's brought up in the slums, yeah, that his father's a drug dealer and his mother's a, you know, thing, you know, and all of his siblings are out stealing and the whole thing is, yeah, if he goes through that past that jewelry store and he doesn't throw a brick, that's a tremendous mitzvah. Right. Yeah, if he steals that lady's bag, but in the process he doesn't punch her and knock her to the floor with it, then of course it's a bad thing. Yeah, he stole her. There's, you know, the reality of sin as well.
It's ameliorated.
But the greatness, the you know, if you're going to look at the size of that sin, it's going to be much smaller, because according to his Nekudas HaBechira, where he is at, that is not seen as so great. So we're not just talking about one You know, we're not just looking at a simple cheshbon over here. Yeah, there's a whole cholent part. A whole cholent part of, you know, of scenario and situation and upbringing and nature and nurture and, mm-hmm. and, you know, are you in a good mood or you're in a bad mood today, or what did this person, how much have you been wound up? Are you, the whole thing. And this is what Hashem looks at, yeah, when he's looking at sin. Yesh schos she connected camera avoinos. There are some schuyos which are equivalent to many avoinos. Yesh avoin she connected camera schuyos. There are also avoinos which are opposite, which are equivalent to many schuyos. Ve'ein shoklis ela bedaitoi shel kel deos, and they are not equal. They are not. They're not in countable. And they are only countable by the Keil Hadeis, by the one who knows. Yeah, by Hashem who has the knowledge and knows everything that goes into it. Vuhu Hayodea Eich Orchin has Zuchuyes Kenegado Avoinos. And he is the only one who knows how to measure the Zuchuyes against the Avoinos. Yeah, we're just going to skip down to Halacha Dalet, and we're just going to read it through because it's really, really beautiful and a very profound insight, and then we'll end with this. Halacha Dalet. Af al pi shetekiyas shofar b'Rosh Hashanah gezeiras hakosav. Even though the tekiyah, the blowing of the shofar that we do in Rosh Hashanah, is a gezeiras hakosav, it's a mitzvah, it's a chayk. We don't know, you know, what it's for. It's the Torah says, blow the shofar, just like the Torah says, keep Shabbos, and the Torah says, parah adumah, and the Torah says, many things. Yeah, it's a gezeiras hakosav. Why do we do it? Because Hashem says so. But yesh remez b'davar. There is a hint. Remez yesh boy. There is a hint in the blowing of the shofar. Kloiman. That says, uru yesheinim misheinaschem. Wake, you slumberers, from your sleep. V'nirdonim hikitzu mitarda meseichem. And sleepers from your sleep and slumberers wake up, yeah? Jump out, snap out of your slumber. V'chipsu b'maaseichem, and search and examine your ways. V'chazru b'tshuva, and return into tshuva. V'zichru b'irachem, and remember your God. What's this referring to? Elu hashoichachem es ha'emes. This is referring to those who forget the emes, forget the truth. Behevle hazman. With the, you know, passing of time, we're busy. We're so busy. How difficult it is to remember Hashem and to be aware, to have this constant awareness of Hashem. V'shogim kol shenasam behevel v'rik, and we're just so busy with, you know, all of our days and all of our life. We're getting up to work, and then we're getting up to thing, and then we're going after him from work, and then we're doing up, taking care of the bills, and we're taking care of the family. We're going shopping, and we're going. Yeah, we're so busy with all of that. All of this stuff, which essentially it's important for the physical. You know, you have to sustain yourselves physically, but spiritually, it's worthless. It's useless. It's not going to do anything for us. V'lo yatzil, doesn't help. Hibitu l'nafshei seichem, examine your soul. V'hibitu, v'hitivu darcheichem, umalaleichem, and correct your ways. V'yazov kol odom mikem darkei hara'a, and all of us should abandon our evil ways. U'machshav tayasher lo tova, and our thoughts which are not good. L'fichach, therefore, tzorich kol odom, every person, should sheyira atzmai kol hashana kula, we should all be think of ourselves ki'ilu chetziyoy zakai v'chetziyoy chayev, as if we are chetzi chayev and chetzi zakai, in the balance, right in the middle, 50-50, beinani. Yeah, that is how we have to look at ourselves. V'chein kol ha'olam. Also the whole world, we have to look at it as if the whole world is in the balance. What's the balance dependent on? If you, every single one of us, me, if I do one sin, one thing wrong, that is enough to tip the balance, not only of myself, but also of the whole world, to the side of chayiv v'garam loy hashchasa, and that will cause destruction. Asbat, yeah. So that is the potential for destruction and for damage that we can cause. But on the other side, also mitzvah achas. If we did one mitzvah, hari yechriya es atzmai. Not only do you tip yourself, but ve'es kol ha'olam kulo lekafskos. We have the opportunity. We have the potential with one single action. One mitzvah that we do today, every single mitzvah that we do at every moment of our life, our whole life, we should be constantly aware that, one second, there's a lot imbalance over here. Yeah, there's a lot imbalance. This is not just a simple case of, oh, do I do that mitzvah that I want, or do I not come to? Yeah, this is a case of not only myself, but the whole world is imbalance over here. The garam lo yulahem teshua v'hatzola. Yeah, and this one mitzvah can cause teshua, redemption, and hatzalah, saving, shenema, v'tzadik, yisoid olam. Yeah, tzadik is the foundation of the world. Tzadik hichriyas kala olam l'schus v'tzila. This is referring to a tzadik, the fact that a tzadik can turn the whole world to schus and to save it. U'mipnei inyan zeh, and because of this matter, Nagu kol beis Yisrael, the minhag of all of Yisrael, is laharbeis b'tzedaka uva maisim tovim, is to increase tzedaka and maisim tovim, good deeds, for lasik, for mitzvahs, and to be involved in mitzvahs, may Rosh Hashanah v'ad Yom Kippurim, from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur, yesa mikol Hashanah, more than the rest of the year. V'nagu kulam lokum belaila be'esrim be'asar yomim elu, and the custom is to get up at night and for these 10 days ulespalel babote kinesios, and to say slichas in the base kinesis b'divrei techanunim v'kibushim ad shi'ar hayom. Yeah, so this is where this sort of minhag of saying slichas and being involved more in, you know, at this time of year, especially when it's in our consciousness. It should be on the consciousness of a Jew all the way through the year. But especially at this time of year, when it's in the build-up, the lead-up to Rosh Hashanah and to Yom Kippur, that this is a time to have teshuvah, to have these concepts at the forefront of our minds.
The kavushins, that's like words of Musa?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I heard a nice mnemonic. Actually, an opan about this this inyan is how do you say to improve yourself in Hebrew is lishaper. It's the same root as shofar, so it's like a calling. The verb to improve yourself is lishaper, but it's the same root. It's the same three-letter shorish root of the word as shofar. So it's the shofar is calling you to improve yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well.